USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. This week, Congress returns with a packed agenda. USA's John Schaefer has details.
In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson is under pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to the floor for a vote. The package includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Although the bill cleared the Democratic-led Senate in February, House conservatives are pushing back against allocating additional billions to Ukraine. Additionally, deadlines are looming to renew the contentious foreign surveillance program, FISA. Over in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to initiate the dismissal of the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed written arguments with the U.S. Supreme Court this week, urging justices to reject former President Trump's immunity claims. In a brief filed Monday, Smith also pressed the high court to deny Trump's effort to delay his federal election interference case based on that claim. The Supreme Court set to hear arguments April 25th. A decision on the matter is expected by July. One large U.S. college sports governing body voting to ban all transgender athletes from women's sports. The NAIA, or the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics Council of Presidents, unanimously voted in favor of the policy Monday. An earlier survey indicated strong support for such a ban. A rash of random sucker punch attacks in New York has resulted in a 68-year-old woman being hospitalized in critical condition. This Greek Orthodox clergyman knew of the incident, said the woman was also robbed as she was attacked on her way to church Sunday in the Big Apple.
Horrible. I could not believe my eyes seeing what he did to this lady.
A reward being offered in the case. The UConn Huskies, back-to-back NCAA men's basketball champions, they beat Purdue 75-60 in the national championship game Monday night. This is USA News.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Many Americans reflect upon Monday's celestial celebration. This man in Texas says it was momentous for him.
The few moments where the sun actually did peek through and you could actually see the eclipse, I mean, incredible.
This guy in New York says,
somewhat with the cloud, a little anticlimactic.
And there were some of those who never knew.
So I thought it was kind of a hoax, but then now I see it and cool.
It'll be another 20 years before North America bears witness to a total solar eclipse again. The last time before Monday was in 2017. A judge in Washington State ruling on Monday that state's limit on high-capacity magazines is unconstitutional. The ruling came from a case brought by the Washington Attorney General's office against Gators Custom Guns for selling high-capacity magazines. Teams are removing cargo containers from the vessel that hit the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. Coast Guard officials report steady progress in removing sections of the bridge from the ship to alleviate its weight and facilitate more movement. Over the weekend, laborers successfully extracted the initial piece of the bridge, marking ongoing salvage efforts to disentangle the wreckage. Sunday's NCAA Women's Basketball Championship game is another record breaker. It became the most watched basketball game, men's or women's, college or pro, since 2019. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.